Hey there, guys. I wanted to drop in real quick to talk to you about a brand new offer that I've put together just for you. It truly is going to revolutionize the way that you do business. I am offering a 90-minute strategy session that's also going to give you a visual roadmap that will guide you over the next 6 months to be able to accomplish any author goal you want to make happen. So here's the thing. We all need some one-on-one guidance sometimes. And the whole idea behind this is to give you the one-on-one personalized experience that you're really craving and get you on the road to your greatest success, right? That's all we really want for you. So if you're curious about how this is going to work, head over to authorrevolution.org/visual map and learn more about it today. The indie author revolution has been around for more than a decade, but we indies continue to push the boundaries of what we're capable of. From getting over initial prejudices to staring down perfectionism and author imposter syndrome, we've become a force to reckon with. Indie authors now wear more hats than ever as we strive to create a career full of meaning, prosperity, and potential. We've juggled the demands and continue to be rebels in the face of adversity. Now, after years of hearing the shouts of hustle and grind, we indies are rebelling again. Gone are the days of publishing a book a month until we drop, and in its place are the seeds of a better way to rapid release. A way that feels incredible as we build a sustainable, lifelong author career that not only increases our visibility and royalties, but it's all done with intention and ease. If you're ready to buck the system and become the visionary authorpreneur I know you're meant to be, you've come to the right place. I'm Carissa Andrews, international best-selling indie author, and this is the Author Revolution Podcast. Well, hi there, and welcome back to the Author Revolution Podcast. Whew, this is a much better week, guys. I can honestly say I am relieved because Midlife Wolfpack is done. I held the vibe, guys. I held it knowing that even amidst all the chaos, even amidst all the craziness that was going on with the cars and the insurance agencies and all the things, I knew that I could get this book done and still have it be what I wanted it or what I intended for it to be. And so I have to admit, there was a few moments where I was like, is this thing even working the way I want it to work? I'm not quite sure, because when you're working on crazy things and then you're shifting gears and you're writing your story, it's hard to tell if the vibe of the story is still jiving the way you wanted it to. So when I was finally getting, when I finally finished it, I guess, and I started doing the edits for it this past weekend, it was like this whole thing just kind of opened up again. And I'm like, okay, wow, I actually, in the middle of all the craziness, because I was so clear on my decision to get this book finished, I was able to still channel, I guess, the story in the way I wanted it to. It still flowed nicely. It still had the humor where I wanted to have humor in it. It still had everything kind of lock in place, even though things were in such upheaval. Obviously, one of the things that helped a lot is having my outline ready to go before any of this happened. So I knew, you know, the direction that this story was going to take. I also knew pretty much what was going to happen because I had done chapter by chapter synopsises as well. So that was good because I was able to get into the flow of the story I wanted to tell. Oh, and that definitely helped because it kept me focused on what it was that I was doing every single day. And then once you get into the flow, everything's good. Everything just goes because, let's face it, guys, writing is our happy place, right? At least it is for me. Typically. So today I want to talk about this concept, this power in taking action before you think you're ready, power in continuing to take action even if you think things are not going to work out, the alignment that happens when you assume everything is working out in your favor regardless of how you move forward. And the reason I want to talk about this is because I think it's super important for authors to understand that, number one, there is no such thing as perfection. So as we decide on things, we've talked a lot about decisions this year. When you decide you want something, when you decide something is going to happen, All of the universe will conspire to help you achieve it because all of your thoughts become magnets to more thoughts that are of a like vibration, of an alike frequency. So here's an example. Let's say you have decided that you're going to set a date for your next book. You don't know if it's going to be ready. You don't know how fast you can do it, but your date is going to be concrete in your mind. You're going to do it for 3 months out from where you are today, and you haven't even started your outline process, right? If you decide and you truly hold that decision as this is concrete, I'm not moving it, it's going to stay here, you will start to think thoughts that are in alignment with it. Meaning, the next logical thought is going to be like, okay, when do I start my outlining process? How long do I give myself for the outline process? How long am I going to give myself for the writing? How long am I going to give myself for the editing part of it? If this is the amount of time I have, what are the constraints I need to work within? Okay, the next thing might be, let's think about putting it up for pre-order to lock in this concept that this book is going to come out at XYZ time. Now, yes, you can always move things around if for some reason things really do blow up, but more than likely, it's not going to be as crazy as I just had with two trees falling on both of my cars, right? This is an unusual circumstance, and I still held the vibe knowing that I could get this thing done. So if I can do this, I promise you, you can do this as well. Now, the cool thing is that when we start to act as if everything that we want is going to unfold, as if this decision is concrete, as if it is 100% a manifestation that's on its way to us, we embrace the energy of that change. And like I said, all of our thoughts start to come into an alignment with it. And so we begin this momentum that puts us on the track to getting the thing done. So we signal ourselves, we signal it to the universe, whatever, whoever, that we're doing this thing because we've made the decision. So get in line because you're going to be backing me up. So get ready, right? What I want you to be thinking about today is what aspects of your career do you need to put a little more focus and energy into? What aspects can you put more power in the decision to make it bigger, to go bigger, to do better things? Because there definitely is power in that taking action before you think you're ready. Because we get ready in the process of doing the thing, okay? When we're assuming that we have to be ready first, what ends up happening is we take a lot more time than necessary. Let's talk about that law of attraction and the Parkinson's law aspect of it. If we don't give ourselves a deadline, then there's not enough energy behind law of attraction to build that momentum to go faster. And so what happens is we kind of like have this nebulous idea of what we want. It's kind of sort of out there. It's doing its thing, but it's not moving quickly. And we are growth-seeking individuals, right? We are growth-seeking entities, beings. We want to see change. We want to see growth. We want to see cool things happening in our worlds. And stagnation doesn't make us feel hot, right? It doesn't make us feel like we're doing the things that we came here to be doing. And so when we can start to build that momentum and take action before we're ready, we're starting to see growth in the now. We're starting to see the experience of the thing that we're trying to accomplish happening in our reality. And it's much more of an easy time to sit back and watch the manifestations unfolding in real time all around us. We can look for the evidence of it and see them happening. So for example, if you're trying to get this next book out and you want this to be faster this time, it truly comes down to that decision of going, okay, what can I feasibly, reasonably, sustainably do where I could increase my speed but still feel good about it? And you're going to know that answer to the question because as soon as you go, okay, is it 3 months? And if you go, is it 4 months? And you still go, is it 5 months? And you go, 5 months, that feels good. I could do 5 months. Then you have your answer. Your inner guidance system is telling you that's where you're feeling most comfortable and where you have the least resistance to doing the thing. You can always work your way up to moving faster. You can always decide that once you've achieved that goal, this is now attainable. So let's see if we can do another new push goal, right? That's how we stretch. That's how we incorporate new things into our work and our lives, is by testing what we are capable of doing, testing those boundaries. Like I was saying, there are examples of things that you can do, setting up a date for your next release right now before you have even started the thing, putting it up for pre-order before you think you're even ready, or even playing around on TikTok when you have no idea how TikTok works. It's all about being open to the experimentation and the power in taking some sort of action when you don't even know what it is that you're really looking for. I mean, sometimes that's the whole part that you really want. It's the journey of it. It's this experience of something new. Because like I said, we're not in this for stagnation. We're in it for growth. Now for me, this next month, now that Midlife Wolfpack is done, I'm taking a break from writing to focus on course creation again. So I'm shifting gears. I'm going to be putting all of my energy and efforts into two things. And this is super important to me. So that's why I'm excited to start putting this into practice. Number one, it's list building. So I'm going to be building my list for Author Revolution. So there's a good chance you're going to be seeing me all over the place because I'm going to be trying to put together cool new list building things that people can download or interact with and get people on my list who are in the same vibrational frequency, the same energy, the same vibe as I am, so that my list can start to grow bigger. Because my list, while it is growing bigger, it's growing bigger slowly because my focus has been diverted between Author Revolution and my author side of things. So as I shift gears back to Author Revolution for a little bit, my focus is to grow, to see some exponential growth in that aspect. The other thing then, obviously, is to put together this course that is going to be absolutely epic. I've got the outline going for it. I've got the start of the content for it. I still need to do the worksheets and the meditations and obviously the videos and stuff for it, but it's in its process. It's in its like cocoon stage right now. And I'm so excited to start finally getting back into it because I had to put it on hold to finish Midlife Wolfpack. So when you're putting these things out into the universe and when you know what stuff you want to play with, what new aspects of things you want to work on, it's really beneficial to give yourself some of those goals and do some of the things that just scare you a little bit. Because when they scare you, it means you're putting yourself into that new phase. You're putting yourself into that growth phase. You're doing something that you've never done before that has the potential to do something really cool. And that's the fun in it, right? When we are doing something that's new, we are the most alive. And I think that's why as authors, we love what we do as well, because every story is new in a sense. Every world that we're interacting with in our minds is new. So we get to do all these crazy, fun, new things. And if our stories are boring to us, that probably means we're not stretching ourselves enough. And Jenny would tell me that that's probably the case for me as well, because stories, while I love telling them, they're starting to feel a little bit, I wouldn't say formulaic, because none of my books are formula-based, other than just understanding story arc. But they almost feel like I have done as much as I can for right now with magic that I want to do. Like there was this aspect of me that wanted to touch on it in a fictional way. But now that I'm starting to understand law of attraction, I'm starting to understand manifestation, I'm seeing how magic is actually all around us. And so I want to play more with it in reality. And so that's more fun for me at the moment. It's calling me more, where I want to see it in action. I want to play with that energy and make it work for me in ways that I haven't really ever dug into. And so that's really fascinating to me. So when you're looking at all the different aspects of your career, when you're thinking about, you know, how is it that you want to grow in this year? How is it you want to grow with your readership? How is it you want to grow with your writing? What is your main focus? Remember that when you niche down your focus a little bit, you're able to manifest faster because all of your energy and efforts are put into one thing. Unless you introduce resistance. So if you start to feel that agitation or that stagnation or overwhelmment, that's your indicator that you need to kind of step aside for a bit. Do something, even if it's for the weekend, do something that's different. You know, play with art, go out in nature, do a hike with your kids, go to the beach, whatever the case is, do something that's completely different and has no bearing whatsoever into the goals that you're trying to reach, because it helps you to then stop the momentum of resistance and lets the good feeling vibes come back in. Because remember, everything that we're trying to achieve, it's not necessarily the goal that we're trying to achieve. It's the feeling that we believe that the goal is going to give us. And so if we can shift, you know, from this goal of being a millionaire author, for example, because it feels like it's not coming fast enough, but go to the beach and have a wonderful time where we feel free and we feel fun and we feel connected to water and the universe and the kids and everything feels like it's jiving. That energy is not dissimilar to achieving the goal at the end result of it. And so when we can hit that vibration, when we can hit that frequency, we are actually closer to our goals than if we were to sit at our computer desk and continue to hammer away at whatever it is we think we're trying to hammer away at. This is why when people finally give up on things, when they go, screw it, I'm done, I don't care anymore, all of a sudden, everything clicks into place. This is why, because they've dropped their resistance. They've dropped that stick, so to speak. Remember, the stick has two ends, wanted and unwanted. They've dropped the stick and they've picked up a different stick and there's no resistance whatsoever on the other stick. But the energy and the frequency is still the same. So today, I want you to think about what actions can you take that you feel you're not quite ready for, but you know you want to do, that you know you're ready to bring into this world, that you know you want to focus on to prove to yourself that you can do this, to prove to the universe you can do this, or just to play around with. I want you to think about how you want the rest of this year to go, because let's face it, guys, we've still got like 6 months, roughly, to do and accomplish so many wonderful things this year. 2022 has been, in my opinion, such an explosive year for growth, for new mindset work, for developing thought processes and systems that I wouldn't have even thought were out there before, which is super weird because I've always been interested in this type of thing. My mind was really open this year to the concept of this stuff. And I'm sure you can tell if you go back and listen to any of the podcast episodes as they transitioned. So with all of this in mind, I want you to just remember that you have power in your decision. You have power in the taking of action towards the goal that you want, because as soon as you do that, all of the inspired action in the form of the thoughts that come into alignment with that goal are going to appear for you. The pathway becomes clear for you, and you understand how to get the thing done in ways that you probably wouldn't have thought to do if you wouldn't have put your focus on them. Focus is the key. So take action. Start your plan now. Start to figure out what it is that you're really trying to work on, or what you want your author career to look like, when you want it to look like it, whatever the thing is that's been in the back of your mind and been drawing you forward, but you haven't quite hit it yet. Give it another look. Give it another goal. Give it another idea to shift into. Innovate it a little bit. Shake it up and look at it from a different angle, maybe. Do things a little bit differently and disrupt the way that you've been handling things so far. Because I want you to look at your author career as this experimental ground that you can do anything with. You can literally shape your destiny just by doing things a little bit differently. You can make the author career of your dreams by staying true to who you are and still taking action towards those goals. But only you can decide what those are. I can't tell you what direction that is, because for you, it might be developing a TikTok platform-based delivery system for XYZ. It could be using Patreon for the entirety of your fiction work. It could be putting everything only up on your website because that's what feels best to you. It could be that you no longer do any social media, but you are very active on Twitch. There are all sorts of different ways that this could look for you, but it all comes down to you deciding and taking that action before you think you're ready. Taking those smaller steps, making those decisions, holding on to the inspired action as it comes, and leaping. All right. Well, I am going to continue my leap. I'm going to continue what I do best, which is create and inspire and continue to do whatever I can to help bring and elevate you into the next phase of your author careers. That truly is my place where I feel like I have been destined for. I'm here to show you what's possible. I'm here to show you how to do things just a little bit differently than what you've been taught before. I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you get words in if that's your goal for this week. I hope whatever it is that you're trying to manifest is coming into fruition even faster than you ever anticipated it coming in, because we are magical, my friend. We can do whatever we want as long as we put our intentions and our mindset and our thoughts in alignment with each other and take those inspired action steps to get it done. All right, if you're looking for the transcript for today's podcast episode, you can head over to authorrevolution.org/137. And stay tuned next week. I am super excited because we're going to have Joe Buer from Alchemy for Authors podcast on the Author Revolution podcast. She is such an amazing woman, and I cannot wait to get into the interview that we put together with her. I love her so much. She and I obviously are vibing on the same level, and I cannot wait for her to be on the show. In the meantime, get your stuff done, do some writing, go play in the sun, but don't forget to go forth and start your author revolution. Okay, indie author, Carissa Andrews with Author Revolution here. We need to have a chat. I know you want to build a sustainable long-term author career, but you can't do it just by wishing for it. It would be nice, yes, but alas, you gotta do the work. By that I mean you need to reframe the way you look at your author business so that you can write and publish more frequently. With Rapid Release Roadmap, my signature online course, I'll help you learn not only how to make writing and publishing 4 books a year seem easy, but I'll help you master your prolific author mindset so that you can clear away all the negative self-talk that's holding you back. Trust me, I have been there. To learn more about Rapid Release Roadmap, head over to rapidreleaseroadmap.com. Over there, I'll give you all the insights on what you'll find inside the course. Plus, I walk you through all of the bonuses you're going to get based on the payment option you choose. And yes, there are some good ones in there, even if I say so myself. Once again, head over to rapidreleaseroadmap.com to learn more and sign up today.